Welcome to the Iran Studio, connected by AT&T. We've got Keys to Victory, Wild Card Edition, Miles Simmons and J.B. Long. And before we dive in, just want to point out that both teams fortunate to come into this Saturday night game with a clean injury report.
Yeah, the only one that was pretty big, I think, happened earlier in the week, and that's Levitre for the Falcons, their left guard. He went to injured reserve. Ben Garland has played. He started three games for the Falcons, then came in and also played all but five of the snaps last week against the Carolina Panthers. So that's on the Falcons side. And then on the Rams side, only Mike Thomas, wide receiver, is doubtful for the game.
All right, Miles, you've selected four keys to this contest for us, and we start with a matchup between last year's MVP, Matt Ryan, and the man we think should be this year's MVP, Todd Gurley.
Yeah, you know what? This is going to be pretty big, JB, because if you look at what Todd Gurley did over the last four games he played in this regular season, he was outstanding. Eight touchdowns in the month of December, nearly 750 yards from scrimmage. If the Rams are going to win this game, you have to keep Todd Gurley playing like an MVP. And I think he's done that in the biggest moments this season. You think about even the Eagles game. No, the Rams did not win that game, but you saw Todd Gurley come out really running with some passion and some fire. He continued that against the Seattle Seahawks, and then obviously in that clinching game against Tennessee. The Rams are going to win. You got to keep Todd Gurley going.
Miles, we've become so accustomed to seeing Gurley and this offense go down the field on their opening drive and come away with points. How much of a key do you think that is against the Falcons on Saturday?
Well, yeah, I think you have to get this offense in a rhythm early. And not only is that with Gurley, but I think that just starts with Jared Goff, too, because he is a young quarterback playing in his second season. This is going to be his first postseason start, as it's going to be really the first postseason game for the vast majority of this Rams roster. So because of that, I think you want to maybe start with some quick passes. You've seen that to see guys like Sammy Watkins early in games, guys like Robert Woods too. So if you can get that, if you can get Todd Gurley running well early, that's going to be a good thing for the Rams to come out on top.
All right, so from potentially the best offensive player in the league to what we think is the undoubtedly the best defensive player in the league in Aaron Donald, how important do you think it is for Donald to have his best game when it matters most?
Well, I think he's preparing to have his best game. And when you look at a guy like Aaron Donald, he really hasn't been involved in much postseason play over the course of his career. You think about even him going back to high school. I remember talking to him in the locker room after that game against Tennessee, and he said that really this is the first time he's been in a championship situation, won a title, since he was about 7 years old. So I think that kind of tells you, with a player of his caliber, man, he is ready. And I talked to him this week, and what he said was, I'm excited. I'm just ready to get let off the leash and go play ball. So look out, Matt Ryan.
You know, I wonder if the model isn't the game against Seattle that the Rams won in Week 15 because of the way they got to Russell Wilson without having to send extra rushers. I remember how proud Sean McVay was about the havoc they wreaked with just four pass rushers. And I say that because Matt Ryan, for 2 years running, has been the best quarterback in the NFL against the blitz, and we know that Wade Phillips loves to send extras. He's going to be looking for Julio Jones, of course, matched up against Trumaine Johnson.
And Trumaine Johnson's going to have a big day. He's going to have a big day against a guy like Julio Jones. I mean, just look at the production from what Julio Jones has done. Two straight years now of over 80 catches and over 1,400 yards receiving. You can go back a couple years and you can get even better numbers from Julio Jones too. So we all know the kind of receiver that Julio Jones is. Just yesterday, Rams offensive coordinator Matt LaFleur was talking about the two amazing catches that Jones had in the Super Bowl, probably the most impressive that he saw when he was in Atlanta as the quarterback's coach there. So you know that Matt Ryan is going to look to Julio Jones, but I think you also have to think about the fact that they've got a lot of weapons. Mohamed Sanu is one of them. Devontae Freeman, Tevin Coleman out of the backfield. If the Rams are going to blitz in order to get that pressure, you got to be sure to cover those running backs too, because you look at last week and what Atlanta did against the Panthers, well, Matt Ryan looks to those outlet passes a lot. You had their Freeman with over 80 yards receiving. So the Rams are going to be challenged by this offense, but I think their defense can come through.
I think about True specifically playing his second year on the franchise tag, which makes him the highest paid Ram. And I realize that every game from this point forward could be his final game in an LA uniform because where he stands contractually What a challenge in Julio Jones. All right, those are your four models. I'm just going to tack one on at the end here, if
I may.
Go ahead,
please.
Can the special teams group do something special? Because that's been the calling card of this Rams season, whether it's a kick or a punt return by Pharaoh Cooper, a block kick or punt. Maybe Johnny Hecker flips field position at a critical time, or perhaps it's the rookie Sam Ficken with the game on the line. Wouldn't that be something to see under the lights at the Coliseum?
It sure would, but man, I think you got to go back to just the way the special teams has performed all year. The Rams had three special teams All-Pros, first team All-Pros, get announced today. That's Greg Zuerlein, Johnny Hecker, and Pharaoh Cooper as a kick returner. And also Pharaoh Cooper was a second team All-Pro as a punt returner. So if the special teams can be special, yeah, that's definitely going to be a difference maker.
All right, we just did keys to victory. We didn't even mention the name Jared Goff as one of them, which is really saying something. But the second-year signal caller will go to work against the Atlanta Falcons, trying to be the youngest quarterback to win a postseason game since Mark Sanchez with the Jets. All right, Miles, good luck. I don't think I'm going to have much success getting some sleep tonight. My butterflies are already racing around in there. How about you?
Well, I'm just glad I don't have to talk the whole game like you do. I'm just writing, man. You have a much more challenging job than me.
All right, have a great weekend. We hope to see you at the Coliseum for this wild card round, Falcons and Rams.